And so these women do it deliberately. They think about it.
Well, you interviewed, I guess you put this on Craigslist, right? You asked women to
I advertised on Craigslist.
And how many did? 500?
I used 500 women. I actually had more women than that who answered the ad, and they were from all across the country, different ages, social strata, ethnicity. And they all started the interview by saying to me, yes, I lie in some way. I feel I have to.
And they all they lie about everything from sex to marriage to work to finances, everything across the board. You had one woman who talked about shoplifting with her kids. Tell me about that.
That was a disturbing story. This was a young woman who had young children, and she thought that if she got caught, she could account for it. So she said she would put them in the cart, she would take them, and she would steal small things. And she thought if they stopped her, she would say, well, it's such a hectic day, and I have my children with me. And that's an acceptable lie where you think that you can explain it away.
So, Archie, when it starts going down that path,
yeah,
it can be very, very dangerous. And you say what you need to do is get to the root of the problem. The root of the problem, is it the secret or the lie? Or
the root of the problem is the secret, not necessarily the lie. The lie is the behavior. But many people, just as Susan said, we're trained to lie. And most people, if you say, you know, how many people have never lied? If they tell you they've never lied, that's lying, because most people have lied about something. So get to the root of the problem, which is the secret, and why they're perpetuating a lie. And it might be that their mother or their father or whomever said, you know what, don't hurt their feelings, or every woman has to have their mad money. And really, in all reality, that then perpetuates the practice of the lie. But really, it's the secret and secret keeping that's not good for us.
And it actually can have an impact on your health.
Yeah, absolutely. When you think about it, holding a lie, like perhaps maybe you're having an affair, or holding a lie that you're mismanaging the money, that can have a toll on you physically, emotionally, spiritually. And if you're holding those big secrets, then you're moving away from your own truth.
But and some also, women get so good at the lie that they just layer the lie, and that's again when it's dangerous.
Yeah.
And they have to really face it and say, this isn't helpful anymore. It's harming me. It's harming someone close to me.
But when you have so many layers, it's awfully hard to peel them back and finally reveal the truth. Because your whole life is living.
There's a problem. And that this lie that once enabled you is now not helping. For instance, I interviewed a woman. Her brother was a drug addict, so she gave him money, and her mother gave him money. But finally, they had to face that he needed help, and that they weren't helping him, and that the family secret had to be let out.
Yeah. And before we go, I mean, men lie too. Let's be
right
about that.
Not just women.
They're just not as good at it.
They're not as good at it.
Well, they don't think it necessarily through. But my thing is, tell somebody about it, especially if it's a deep, dark secret. You've got to let that go, because otherwise that's going to hold on to you, and it affects the rest of your relationship.
At least tell one person. All right, R.J. Allen, thank you very much. Susan Barish as well.